Let's talk about something quite tricky now, shall we? Because today a conference is taking place. Now, this conference is discussing, and some may say promoting, so-called cures for people who have unwanted homosexual feelings. Now, it's a Christian charity called Core Issues Trust. It's organising the event and says if people are unhappy with their sexuality, they should be allowed to seek to help to change it. So if you're unhappy, why shouldn't you let someone who's not unhappy, who is unhappy, be happy? That's what they're saying. Now, there have been many calls to ban its so-called conversion therapy from MPs in Parliament, mental health establishment, and also from the gay community. You're going to hear a lot of these voices this morning. But first, I wanted you to hear from the conference organiser, Mike Davidson. Now, he says he used to have gay feelings himself. I started by asking him, why would someone want to stop having gay feelings?
Well, for some people, other identities are more primary and they have values that are important to them. So it might be that they're in a marriage to an opposite sex partner and they've prioritized that. That's what they want. That's what the partner wants. Perhaps they have children and therefore they want to reduce their feelings.
If someone is unhappy because they dislike an aspect of themselves, is it always the answer to change that aspect of themselves or change their attitude towards that aspect of themselves?
I think we have to take it on a case-by-case basis, but surely it's possible for an individual to be well-informed, to have thought through what they want to achieve in life. And they're simply asking for professional support to explore the possibility. They're not being sold or given unfair or unrealistic expectations. They simply want to move in a different direction. If a man wants to become a woman, this doesn't seem to be a problem. We'll engage with them and we'll work with them to see what is the best option for them. And surely, in the case of unwanted sexual attractions, there shouldn't be any opposition to reducing those feelings if that's possible for an individual.
Do you think it is possible?
It certainly is. In some cases, it is possible to reduce feelings. In other cases, it's possible to eliminate them. It needs to be looked at on a case-by-case basis.
How is it possible to eliminate feelings when so many people believe your sexuality is completely innate to your psychological and physical makeup?
Well, I understand that some people say that homosexuality is a category in itself, like male and female. But I argue that the scientific literature does not indicate that that is the case. The Human Genome Project has never discovered a gay gene. They've been looking for 40 years. It isn't there. There is a very strong environmental influence in all of this. And if that is the case, then we surely need to recognize that it can be reversed in some cases, not in every case, and not to the same extent in every case. But to close down the possibility without concrete empirical evidence, I think would be a grave mistake.
Isn't telling one group of people, though, that you can rid them of these unwanted thoughts, telling another group of people who don't want to be rid of unwanted thoughts that in some way their emotions, their feelings are wrong by the very nature of suggesting they can be changed?
I wouldn't be using the language of getting rid of. It is a case of working with individuals who have unwanted same-sex attractions. That is how they experience this. They don't accept this view that they are unhappy in homosexuality simply because society can't accept it. They reject this notion of internalized homophobia. They tried it. It hasn't worked. It hasn't given the life benefits that they are seeking. That's not an indictment against anybody else. it's a concern to protect the freedoms that this minority needs to have in our society.
The British Psychological Society say actually this sort of conversion therapy could be extremely harmful. If a professional body comes and says what you're doing could mentally harm people, why don't you listen to that?
We have asked the Royal College of Psychiatrists, the UK Council of Psychotherapy, to give us one scientific paper where the causal link between harm and therapy is unambiguous. We've been asking for over a year now, Sam. They will not give us that information. And I'm afraid it's because it doesn't exist. They rely on one paper by Sidlow and Schroeder, which itself says the results cannot be generalized in society. What we are arguing for is genuine debate where we put the information that we have on the table and realize we have a lot of work to do in terms of research and clinical practice to have a fully balanced and non-ideological understanding of this issue. And that's what we're concerned for here.
If that research was done and it turned out that this was harmful, would you stop?
Absolutely. But here's the thing. We can't ban the opportunity for change because we say that some therapies are harmful. We haven't explored all the possibilities around therapy because we're not allowed to even ask the question or do the research. We cannot simply close it down on the basis of a sense that we have. We have to have empirical evidence on both sides of the fence. It's not sufficient to just move on anecdotal evidence of gay activists and people who feel passionately in that direction, just as it's not possible to move forward on the anecdotal evidence that people I would support. It's about balance here.
Mike, you used to be gay, or rather at least you say you used to have homosexual feelings. You no longer have those feelings. Are you happy now?
Please don't interpret me as a conversion therapist in the sense of turning some switch off that is never ever going to turn off and turn on again. We're not talking about perfection. I am happy. I no longer have the emotional template that I once had that took me in a direction that I didn't want to go in. For me, that's change. That may not be change enough for everybody else in the world, but it has enabled me to be successfully married, to bring up my children and enjoy my life in every sense of the word.
That's Mike Davidson, who's from the Christian charity Cause Issues Trust. They're organising an event today to talk to people who they say are unhappy with their sexuality and they can help them change it.